Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
I'll meet you halfway, somewhere in the night. Look for me just past the moon, second star to the right. I'll meet you halfway, in a dream we are having somewhere. And the two of us can go dancing among all our wishes and prayers. I'll meet you halfway, and you'll know who I am. I'll be the one with the look in her eye, the one with her heart in her hand. I'll wear my favorite color, you wear your favorite shoes. We'll waltz to the edge of the night and watch tomorrow come true. Call if you think you'll be late. Oh, there's no place that I have to be, and I don't really mind the wait. I'll meet you halfway.
I'll meet you halfway.
Come just as soon as you're free. I've already saved you this dance, and time means nothing. I've already saved you this dance, and time means nothing to me.
The great Belinda Bowler. Belinda Bowler, who influenced me, and who was a person even when she was young and she was Bindi Bowler and she was sort of cute, but she had this major integrity on stage and this kind of majesty, and she could just sing and sing and sing, and yet she's so humble about the whole thing. And she doesn't tour, she's a teacher, and she doesn't tour very much, and she doesn't do a lot of music. She has a brand new album that came out about a year ago called The Trumpeter's Swan. It's an amazing album. But this is, to me, in some ways, her sort of signature album, I'll Meet You Halfway, which is a T.R. Ritchie song, the late T.R. Ritchie. And Belinda Bowler was one of T.R.'s best interpreters, along with Heidi Muller, of course, who does the white bark thing. So there you go, Belinda Bowler. She's part of the Inland Folk 35th Anniversary Celebration in the Tri-Cities. You need to go online to get your tickets to reserve them. It's sort of a pledge, really. And the concert is the thank you premium is what this is all about. Plus, I think there's a T-shirt and all kinds of stuff involved. And that's on June the 22nd. So really, that's only just this next Thursday. And there are a few tickets left. Go ahead and get your tickets. It's going to be well worth it. Go vacation in the Tri-Cities. Check out the wineries between the Tri-Cities and Walla Walla. My goodness, it's just marinated in wine down there. And cool stuff all over the place. Belinda Bowler, Heidi Muller, who does our Good Road theme, and we've played for so many, many years, and the great Brian Bowers on his auto harps, singing old-timey Americana songs and things that he's written and sharing his stories. And Pinton Dale, the shanty singers, and we'll have them in this show as well. This is just an amazing thing. All of these were people who said to me, Dan, do some music. Dan, do an album. Dan, do this. These were the people that sort of allowed me to think that the public would actually appreciate what I do. So it's really their fault, all righty? And then they have supported over the years so strongly the radio show. And that is just a neat thing. So June the 22nd in Richland, Washington, 7:30 concert. You need to be there. Seating is very, very, very limited, but it will be an amazing event, and everybody's charged up for it. And so there you go. It will also be televised. And so that being said, I don't know when it's going to be televised, and you want to be a part of that. And believe me, we will make the audience part of that. And all of us will be on stage at the same time. It'll be like a round robin thing, and we just go around, and there'll be some stories, and we might even sing with each other, and who even knows, okay? Alrighty, Belinda Bowler. We'll hear more from her right after we hear from Eva Cassidy. I still think this is one of the, and I've been playing music now for a long time, and every time I get a chance to play this, which is about maybe once every 2 or 3 years, given all the music that's out there now, this just amazes me. Eva Cassidy, who is from Washington, D.C., and who died of melanoma. And she was only like 33 years old, but what a voice. And she did all kinds of jazz and folk and gospel and all kinds of things. The great Eva Cassidy. Here we go.
of gold. We will walk in fields of gold.
Tashi, oh Tashi, you were feeling so good and so high, spreading your wings for the first time, like an eagle learning to fly. Who would think you'd be the one to fall when it seems you had it all in the palm of your hand? Now it shifted like grains of sand. Tashi, oh Tashi, why'd you have to go so soon? We'd planned on growing old. Your story had yet to be told. And now I'm left without any means, sailing on a river of dreams. This earth keeps right on turning. It misses your gentle grace. I'll keep on moving and singing this song, never forgetting your face. The way it shone in the sunlight, reflected on waters of blue. Tashi, oh Tashi, now the earth has taken you. Tashi, oh Tashi, now the universe has taken you.
From Ballantoy, no shining moon to light my way, across the fields of Lerry Bay and Thorough Bridge where my love waits. The fishermen lie in their beds. The salmon's spawn oils blue to see, and you lie there on the grass, waiting for me on the Carrigery. One step and two, hold tight, let go. 24, hold tight, let go.
Stories of all the fast horses that ran just for silver and gold. Down in Kentucky and other fine places for honors to have and to hold. But I'll tell you of one that is swift as the seasons, the one you may never hear of. He ran with his heart on the East Texas flat plains. He ran just for me, just for love. He ran with his heart on the East Texas flat plains. He ran just for me, just for love. His eyes were as bright as the sun in the morning. His coat was a proud silver gray. 16-hand devil that sounded like thunder as his hooves beat the red Texas clay. And he never won nothing but the love of a rider as they raced neath the stars high above. He ran with his heart on the East Texas flat plains. He ran just for me, just for love. He ran with his heart on the East Texas flat plains. He ran just for me, just for love. Da da da. Now time flies by like a hurricane demon, but some memories never grow cold. You can tell me the stories of Ten Brooks and Stewball and horses that raced just for gold. But I'll tell you of one that is swift as the seasons, the one you may never hear of. He ran with his heart on the East Texas flat plains. He ran just for me, just for love. He ran with his heart on the East Texas flat plains. He ran just for me, just for love. Da da da. Texas flat plains, he ran just for me. He ran for love.
He ran
Thank you.
Who teach us of our creation and our past, so we may preserve Mother Earth for ancestors yet to come. We are the land.
This is dedicated to our relatives before us, thousands of years ago, and to the 150 million who were exterminated across the Western Hemisphere in the first 400 years' time, starting in 1492.
To those who have kept their homelands, and to the nations extinct due to mass slaughter, slavery, deportation, and disease unknown to them, and to the ones who are subjected to the same treatment today.
To the ones who survived the relocations and the ones who died along the way.
To those who carried on traditions and lived strong among their people. To those who left their communities by force or by choice and through generations no longer know who they are.
To those who search and never find. To those that turn away the so-called non-accepted. To those that bring us together. And to those living outside, keeping touch, the voice for many.
To those that make it back to live and fight the struggles of their people. To those that give up and those who do not care. To those who abuse themselves and others. And those who revive again. To those who are physically, mentally, or spiritually incapable by accident or by birth.
To those who seek strength in our spirituality and ways of life, and those who exploit it, even our own. To those who fall for the lies and join the dividing lines that keep us fighting amongst each other.
To the outsiders who step in, good or bad, and those of us who don't know better. To the leaders and prisoners of war, politics, crime, race, and religion, innocent or guilty.
To the young, the old, the living, and the dead, to our brothers and sisters and all living things across Mother Earth,
and her beauty we've destroyed and denied the honor that the Creator has given each individual.
The truth that lies in our hearts, all my relations.
Ring them bells, ye heathen, from the city that dreams. Ring them bells from the sanctuaries, across the valleys and streams. For they're deep and they're wide, and the world's on its side. And time is running backwards, and so is the shepherds asleep where the willows weep.
chosen few who would judge the many when the day is through. Ring them bells for the time that flies, for the child that cries when her innocence dies. Ring them bells, St. Catherine, from the top. Breaking down the distance between right and wrong.
Don't you care
how I feel, as if all that we shared, a moment's comfort, disappeared? Is nothing we said really real? Safe in arms, no one could harm us, protecting honor, trust, and respect. A moment's comfort disappeared. Is nothing we said really real? Oh, a friend in need is all I ever wanted to be. Yes, and giving a heart so free, support each other in all we believe. Afraid of loving no one else.
What have I done
that you won't face me? See that your pain is inside of me. The wounded child within ourselves. Afraid of loving no one else. Oh, a friend in need is all I ever wanted to be. Is giving a heart so free, support each other in all we believe. Is a friend in need is all I ever wanted to be. Is giving a heart so free, support each other.
Saw them lying stacked high on shelves, cardboard boxed and labeled. A skeleton mother holds her embedded child. Uncovered, no blankets, no nothing, just how I was looking at myself buried alive. Military donations, government research, science, churches and museums. I was looking at myself buried alive. I am my ancestors, my
father's stolen grave. Wipe my face from the right to live on this land. Creation came, you still take, 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 you still take. Sterilize women who cannot give birth. Strip mine the womb of Mother Earth. Remove my future, leaving no trace to say that I'm a non-existent race. Well, I cannot claim from where I came. You hear the truth. No guilt, no shame. I cannot claim from where I came. You hear the truth. No guilt, no shame. Exploitation and apology. Excavation, you call it state property. A professional living. How can money justify the greed to disguise what is truly genocide? Cannot claim from where I came. You hear the truth. No guilt, no shame.
Ulali. And we've played Ulali on this show when we've used the Smoke Signals soundtrack and the Gary Owen theme with the prayer is a part of that soundtrack, minus the little clip at the end with the little kid imitation doing oils, arms, and drugs. That is not on the Smoke Signals soundtrack. Ulali, who do not call themselves Native American because indigenous folks were here long before the term America was ever even used. And they're very, very, very committed individuals. Worked with the Indigo Girls in the 90s, have done a lot of benefits for the earth. They also have been involved in indigenous projects for many years, actually. They no longer exist as Ulali, although there are rumors that at least a couple of them are getting back together. They are a trio. They started out a long time ago as a mixed group of men and women and evolved into a trio of women. And again, very, very committed and pretty intense about how they believe and what they sing. And they're right up there. To me, they're the best of all the a cappella groups. Not necessarily because they sing any better than Sweet Honey in the Rock, because they don't. They sing. I mean, everybody is artistically equal here. But the intensity of how they perform and what they perform in terms of unity and harmony and acceptance and all these different things that we have to work with and contend with and enjoy, and balancing all of that out, working with, contending with, and enjoying, is what they do. Ulali. And I am so glad to have this album. It's out of print, but of course there are a lot of copies hanging around, and you can find them online. And there you go, Ulali. Alrighty, we also heard a bunch of, this has been an all-woman voiced hour, and we heard from Eva Cassidy, The Wind That Shakes the Barley, Belinda Bowler, Just for Love, and Tashi, Belinda Bowler, I'll Meet You Halfway, started out the whole thing. Joan Baez and the Indigo Girls, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. Joan Baez and Mary Black, Ring Them Bells. Mary Black, God Bless the Road. Oh, my gosh, my gosh. And we have one more here before we may move on. And we have Diamonds and Rust with Mary Chapin Carpenter along with Joan Baez.
Well, I'll be lost again. But that's not unusual. It's just that the moon is full and you happen to call. And here I sit, hand on the telephone, hearing a voice I know a couple of light years ago, heading straight for a fall. As I remember, eyes were bluer than robin's eggs. My poetry was lousy, you said. Where are you calling from? A booth in the Midwest. 30 years ago, I bought you some cufflinks. You brought me something, and we both know what memories can bring. They bring diamonds and.
Way out back by the grape steak fence is a place where nature makes so much sense. All the creatures living in harmony. It's a wild, wild party in the loquat tree. Fuzzies and furries run, walk, or fly, having a feast beneath the clear blue sky. Animals coming from miles around to bounce the branches, shake the loquat down. The squirrel and the sparrow and the mouse and the bee are having a party in the loquat tree. Eating all the yellow fruit they can see. It's a wild, wild party in the loquat tree. Pecking them and picking them and hiding them away. Saving them up before a rainy day. No matter how big, no matter
how small. There's more than enough, there's plenty for all. The squirrel and the sparrow and the mouse and the bee are having a party in the loquat tree, eating all the yellow fruit they can see. It's a wild, wild party in the loquat tree. Every little loquat holds a seed for a brand new baby loquat tree. One of these seeds may find its way to a place in the sun, and then someday the squirrel and the sparrow and the mouse and the bee will have 'em a party in the loquat tree, eating all the yellow fruit they can't see. It's a wild, wild party in the loquat tree. The squirrel and the sparrow and the mouse and the bee will have 'em a party in the loquat tree, eating all the yellow fruit they can't see. It's a wild, wild party in the loquat tree. The squirrel and the sparrow and the mouse and the bee will have 'em a party in the loquat tree, eating all the yellow fruit they can't see. It's a wild, wild party in the loquat tree.
Chatter, chirp, squeak,
bzz. It's a wild, wild party in the loquat tree.
Over by the wildwood, it was a hot summer night. We lay in the tall grass till the morning light comes shining. If I had my way, I never get the urge to roam. But sometimes I serve my country and sometimes I stay at home. Just don't put me in a frame upon the mantle, where memories grow dusty, old, and gray. Don't leave me alone in the twilight. Twilight is the loneliest time of day. Oh, my mind, what is right and what is not. I'm not the judging kind. I would steal your darkness and the storms from your skies. We've all got certain trials burning up inside. But just don't send me no distant salutations or silly souvenirs from far away. Don't leave me alone in the twilight. Twilight is the loneliest time of day. Oh, 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 oh. And don't put me in a frame upon the mantle, where memories grow dusty, old, and gray. Don't leave me alone in the twilight. Twilight is the loneliest time of day. Oh,
the Rankin family, we wound up the whole thing. All kinds of women's voices. And we've got Raylene Rankin in the back, the late Raylene Rankin in the background, making it all work. Sean Colvin there with Twilight. And before that, Mockingbird from their fourth album called Fearless, the last album that Leslie was on, by the way. Now it's Allie, and Allie's pretty cool. She does cool stuff. Mockingbird from Bellingham. Bellingham there. And I did, we've done two kind of annual concerts in a row. And they're really fun, Mockingbird and Dan Marr concerts. We don't do enough together. We really need to work on that. They're every February, and hopefully there'll be one next year. Mockingbird. Sherry and Robin and Leslie on that one. Yes, indeed. And the party and the big party in the tree. But the fruit all happens this, and they eat the fruit, and they keep partying, and life is good. That's how it all works. All righty. Well, we're just about ready. If the Rankin family is at the end of the hour and you listen to them, you're going to know that that's the end of the first hour of the show. And I want to remind you again of the Inland Folk 35th Anniversary Concert featuring Belinda Bowler, Heidi Muller, Pinton Dale, and Brian Bowers, the great auto harpist who's worked with the likes of Emmylou Harris, Ricky Skaggs, David Grisman, and he is amazing. And they'll all be on stage at the same time, and I will be there as well, and we'll be conducting a wonderful, wonderful celebration in Richland at the Richland Players Theater there. And it'll be just a hoot. You got to go online to get your tickets. It's basically a pledge, in effect. And what you do is you just do the whole thing. And you go to nwpr.org, or during business hours, Monday through Friday until 5, you can call 1-800-842-8991. That's 1-800-842-8991. Amanda Cully doing the playlist. And actually, we promoted this person to assistant producer. Amanda Cully, temporary assistant producer here on the show. You want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. Yes, indeed. We're coming right back for lots, lots, lots more stuff. You just hang on, because we are coming back. Hang on now.
Yeah.